If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse number 30. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse number 30. The Bible says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, but I should that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them, and I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord." I want to preach this morning, if God be my help, on a hedge of protection. A hedge of protection. God doesn't do anything in retribution to us to hurt us. Everything God does in His judgments is to help us in encouragement. It's to guide us and direct us in the way of righteousness for His name's sake. And now that righteousness, you know, is that's right according to God. Now we live in a world today that's messed up and it's upside down. We live in a world that's been turned over and it's gone in an ungodly direction because we've turned our back on God. The Bible says, "Woe to a nation that'll forget God." But boy, I'm glad I know a people. I know some people that still love the Lord Jesus Christ and still looking for His appearing. Still expecting Jesus to come any day and take us home to be with Him, whether by death or by the rapture. One day we're going to go out of here, and we just need to be ready. We need to be expecting till He comes. We need to be faithful, just stand a good fight of faith, trusting in Him to make the difference. And we see here Ezekiel's telling us about this God who is a just God and justified in all of His needs, all of His deeds. He's also a sovereign God who knows where we're at, knows where we need to be, and knows what we need along the way. Amen. Ain't you glad for that today? Ain't you glad that we serve a God who's able and willing to take care of us, to take care of you and take care of me? We're coming to a day when we're going to need the Lord more than we ever have. You say, "Preacher, do we need Him more?" I'm going to say we've always needed Him more than we could think. Amen. We need the God of heaven looking down upon us and directing us in the way that we should go. The Bible says if we bring up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he'll not depart from it. What's happened in America, we've grown up children, we brought up people in this world that's gone in a different direction. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in ourselves, amen, instead of in God. Realize there's a God that loves us this morning, and He's there to guide us in every way, every step, and every circumstance that we come into. He's there for us. And boy, I'm glad for that. Well, when it all comes down to it, He's the most important. He is that priority that we have. Amen. When we set Him as our priority, I've told you before, I've told you many, many times, there's no such thing. It's an oxymoron to say priorities. Amen. Because priorities, amen, there's only one priority. That takes precedence in everything that we do. And that should be the Lord Jesus Christ. When we make Him our priority, then He said everything else He puts in place. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad He knows where we're at. I'm glad He knows what we need. I'm glad He knows the direction we should go. I'm glad He knows how to love us so that we can love each other. I'm glad He knows, praise God, just exactly where we are day by day, and He's there to walk with us, and He's there to guide us by His hand and show us the way. So what was happening in the lives of Israelites, they had turned to lying vanities and turned from the truth. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 23, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things." That's to make irreverent. That's to disrespect the things of God. He said, "But I have put no difference between the holy." They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. "Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravaging the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls and to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have dabbed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And can you look at this today? I got to thinking about this. You look at this today. And can you not see America in this? Can you not see people in this? Can you not see people's lives in this? He said, even to the praise of the prophets are divining lies, are saying things that God didn't say. We're seeing today in the air that we live, these people standing up that proclaim themselves to be ministers of the Lord, that's saying the blood's not important, that the cross isn't important. It's just about how you feel within yourself that makes all the difference. That you are your own little God, and God can take you and make you like Himself. I want to say the only way you can be like Christ is to accept the blood that shed on Calvary, the death on Calvary, and the resurrection of a Savior who God up, praise God, to help you to come out of yourself and let Him come into you and to fill you up, praise God, and blow you up in Christ Jesus to become the person, praise God, He has you to be, and to blow the devil and the sins of the world out of you and to cleanse you from the inside out. Amen. It's like dynamite. Praise God. It'll blow that old stuff out. But he said the prophet, he said that the prophets have dabbed them with untempered mortar. He said, hey, they're putting a rough coating on you. Amen. He said, they're putting a rough coating on you. What they're doing, he said, these old prophets are just plastering over that. I'm going to tell you, you get on the potter's wheel, and he gets his hands on you, praise God. He don't daub over the old thing. Praise God, he makes the old new. Amen. I think what happens, we take people and we try to paint them up and clean them up within ourselves, and they come out, praise God. Hey, you can take a pig and give it a bath, and you can wash it and clean it up, and you can put a bow on its neck, but praise God, at the end of the day, it's still a pig. Amen. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, I can make a difference. Amen. He said, I'm the one, praise God, that can make up a hedge. He said, there's something that's a missing. Right. I want to say in the world today that we live, there's something missing. Yeah. Amen. You say, preacher, what is it? It's you. Amen. You are what's missing today, because there's a hedge. It's God's God. And he said, somebody asked me today, said, preacher, how could America get in such a mess? I said, let me tell you whose fault it is. I said, it's your fault. Well, their eyes got about that big, Brother Bill. I said, what do you mean by fault? I said, every bit of this is your fault. Hey, they looked at me like I'd lost my mind. I said, how? He said, you can't pack all that off on me. I said, praise God. I said, are you a Christian? I said, well, I'm a Christian. I said, you profess no Lord Jesus Christ? He said, yeah, I profess. I said, how many people are you telling about it? How many people are you living for Christ and seeing your life, praise God? How many times are you a witness of Lord Jesus Christ? And then they kind of hung their head. I said, well, then you're guilty. Yeah. Amen. Because we're not making up that hedge, praise God. We're not filling in the gap. And if you leave a gap, the devil will march in. Yeah. Amen. I'm preaching to the choir, I know. We know this. But praise God, it's up to us, church. It's up to us to fill in that gap. Amen. It's up to us to make up that hedge. Praise God. A hedge, because it's a hedge of protection against the wiles of the devil. If we let it go. That gap, amen, that's a breach. That's a hole in our defense. Amen. That's what the hedge is. A hedge is a defense. They would make hedges to keep animals in. Now them crazy things, our early forefathers, they went over there to Europe and they brought some stuff over here and they said, if you'll plant that, it'll take care of your animals keep clean, keep in, they won't get through this. And they set up hedges, them old sawbriars. Amen? They set up a hedge of old saw bars and they put them around, and they was right, a stinking rabbit couldn't get through it. Because they had bars and thorns on them, and they would stick them, prick, praise God. It was better than a barbed wire fence. But I want to tell you, praise God, it wasn't anything that was beneficial to a human being, praise God. You couldn't get around it. Hey, those things are still today. We spray them and we cut them and we deal with them all the time, but they just keep coming back. That's what sin does. It just keeps coming back, and it keeps getting in our lives, and it keeps messing us up. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, if you'll let me, he said, I'll make you up a hedge, praise God, that'll be friendly to you. It'll be good to your life, praise God. It'll be something you can partake in and be proud of. Amen. Making up the hedge. That line of defense. I want to say this morning, church, there's breaches in the defense. There's places in the line, praise God, that's been deserted. Hello? There's places in the line where there's no man to fill. We need them today. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Listen, a godly man, if we ain't careful in our complacency, praise God, we won't fill our place in the hedge. Amen. You know what the thought is in most of us Christian folk? We think, well, somebody else will do it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what we think. We say, well, you know, I know we need this and we need that, but somebody else will do it. Amen. What if they don't? There's going to be a breach in the hedge. There's going to be an opening, praise God. And you know what the devil does? He uses openings. It don't have to be, you give him an inch. Amen. Praise God, he'll take a mile. If he ever gets his foot in the door, praise God, he's in the house. Amen. Praise God, but we got to keep him out, praise God. We got to trust in the Lord. We got to love him, love each other, love ourselves as we love our neighbor, praise God, and seek his face while he might be found. Amen. Just as close to him as we can. You know, the safest place to be in this world we live right now? In the arms of Jesus. Just drawing up close to him, praise God, drawing our family unto ourselves, praise God, say, Lord, this is where we got to be. Amen. Drawing a hedge. I think me and Brother Bill like Westerns. Amen. We don't tell Westerns. Amen. But we like Westerns. I like it back when the old days, praise God, when the enemy would attack and they'd circle the wagons. Why'd they do that? Praise God, as a defense mechanism. Amen, praise God. They'd circle them wagons and those people that was, praise God, a part of that wagon train. Amen, they'd get on the inside and the enemy would be on the outside and they'd be loaded for bear, praise God. And they'd get ready and they'd say, listen, they'd encourage each other. And they said, listen, we got to be ready. We got to be prepared. Hey, I know there's more of them than they are of us, but praise God, there's some help and we've got encouragement and we know what we're capable of doing. Praise God, the wagon master, he would tell them, praise God, this is the way it is, youngins. This is the stand that we take, and praise God, we're going to make a show.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that I believe today the Lord Jesus Christ, he's a circle in the wagons. Amen. He's a telling us, praise God, it's time to make a stand. It's time to fill in the hedge. It's time to make a difference. Amen. The day that we live. Now the devil will tell each one of us today, well, you can't make a difference. Luke, the devil will tell you, say, well, you're too young. You can't make a difference. Just be quiet. Just go along with the flow. Amen. Brother Alpha, old devil will tell you, say, well, you're just too old. Amen. You can't do nothing. Just let it go. Amen. Let me tell you what the devil is today. The devil's a liar. Amen. The devil's the father of lies. The devil is where lies start. I want to tell you, he don't like you to tell the tale. He don't like you, praise God, to worship God. He don't like you to have a testimony, Brother Bill, about what God's done for you. I want to tell you, the devil ain't done nothing for you. The devil ain't helped you. The devil ain't helped none of us, praise God. But I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved us by his marvelous grace, and he put us on a team. Glory, hallelujah. Going for Jesus Christ. Looking for a glorious appearance. appearing, when our, praise God, when the wagon master is going to be there with us. Amen. Praise God in spirit and truth, and His presence is going to be real.
Amen.
Amen. He said, we just need to fill up the hedge. What would happen if one wagon didn't fill in its place? You know what I believe they done? I believe they rehearsed that. Amen. I believe two or three times, praise on the journey. The captain, wagon master, he'd say, he'd give out a certain signal that he had called, that he had told the people about. He said, when I give this signal, I pray God, here's what we got to do. And they'd be, trucking along, doing their own thing, getting their, going from from one place to a destination. Amen. Point A to point B, if you will. And all of a sudden, there'd be a sound go off. Praise God, and they'd hear it. And it'd take them just a second to recognize it. But as soon as they did, Brother Bill, they'd start swinging them wagons. They'd start calling to one another. And they'd circle them things around. Praise be to God. And that wagon master would be in the middle. And he'd say, all right, young'uns, glory, hallelujah. Amen. When he got done, there was no spaces and there was no openings. There's nowhere for the devil to get in, for the enemy to get in. See, if you don't take your place, well, then there's an opening. Amen. Listen to me this morning. I don't want any of us to be an opening. I don't want any of us to give up our space to make up that hedge. Because the Lord said that He was looking for men. Amen. That breach. You know why we have breaches? Because we forget to remember God. Moses was very descriptive when he said, listen, we got to remember God. We got to put God before faith. We got to remember God first. Amen. If we remember God first, and our families and our church second, praise God, we'll be on the right key. Praise God, we'll be singing in harmony. Praise God, we'll fill up the gap and we'll make up the hedge. We'll make a difference. Our folks can see it. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 10, the Bible says, it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. One of these days we're going to come to a place in a city with God, praise God, that we didn't build. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, to where I am, thou you may be also. I'm looking for that also place. Amen. I believe that also place will be an awesome place. Praise be to God. And he said in verse 11, said, the house is full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. But when thou shalt have eaten and been full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him, and shalt swear by His name. Amen. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, when God's a blessing, you know what's happened in America? God has blessed us in such a magnificent way that we've turned our back. We said, you know what? We got this thing. I want to say we don't have nothing. We gotta fill in the gap. We gotta make up the hedge, and we gotta be there, praise God, as much as God's there for us. Amen. You know, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how much we are there for Him. What if we were there? What if we were godly? Amen. Or not as godly as He is God to us. We need Him today, but we need to be there for Him. Amen. We need to accept Him, to trust Him, to believe on Him with all our hearts. Praise God. Because that hedge we have, praise God, it's an intercession in the world today. When they see us, they shouldn't see, praise God, just somebody, but they ought to see Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
They ought to see somebody that's radiant with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the beam of Christ upon her heart, and a smile upon her face.
Amen.
It doesn't hurt to smile. Amen. People will not think worse of you if you smile. I don't know why we want to work so hard. Amen. Why do we want to work? It takes more muscles to frown That does the smile.
Amen.
Amen. Smile each other, love each other, encourage each other, praise God, along the way, because that breach. We don't want there to be a breach, praise God, in the relationship of Christ. Amen. And Christ, God says He's looking for somebody to fill in that gap. He said, I sought for a man among them. Amen. He said, God is looking. That hedge is open. So there's spaces in the hedge. There's spaces, praise God, that need to be filled in by somebody. I remember Brother Bill talked about old Mr. McGraw or Mr. McCarthy, whatever his name was. He said he watched him all his life. He said, boy, he said, and he said, when that old man died, he said, man, who in the world's going to fill his shoes? Who in the world's going to take Mr. McGraw's place? He said, the Holy Ghost of God spoke to him and said, why not you? Amen. We got a lot of saints of God that's going out. We got people that's leaving out of here every day. And who's going to fill their shoes? What's happened in America, praise God, we've had loved ones, souls, praise God, saints of God that's been plucked out of here, and nobody's taken their place. Amen. We ought to be able to look, we ought to be looking for a place to fill in the line, to take our place right in the march for God, to make up that hedge. Because that hedge is a place of intercession. That hedge is a place, praise God, that's prepared. Amen, for those that's, that love the Lord and seek His face. But we can't forget what happens when the hedge begins to get spaces. It's when we begin to forget God. Begin to get godliness in the world. In Hosea chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, he said, I did know thee in the wilderness in the land of great drought. Isn't it amazing how when we really get in a bad situation, we'll go to calling on God? Amen. We say, Lord, we need to say, I've got a problem with Ridge. I'll just be honest. I mean, I've been trying to run water and run little lines out there and little drip hoses to my garden, and that thing was getting sorrier and sorrier looking every day. Amen. And I got on that ridge the other day and I just said, Lord, please, I need some help. We got to have some. I got corn about that high that's tossing, trying to make ears. I said, Lord, I've done my best. I need some help. Ain't it amazing how we come to a place where we get like that and then we cry out to God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We need Him every day. He said, I didn't know thee in the wilderness in the land of great drought. He's according to their pastor. So were they filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. And then God come along and He blessed. That's what He does. He comes along and He blesses. If we ain't careful, we'll take this rain for granted. Praise God, I ain't. Amen, praise God. I want to tell you, that those little drops of rain that come out of heaven, praise God, come from the throne of grace, we'll do more today what we've already had than everything I can put in there with a pump for a week. Amen? Because it comes from God. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for it. He said, according to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. But now listen to what it says, therefore have they forgotten me. Amen. Oh, we got excited, boy. God's been good. Next thing you know, we forgot who He is. We forgot where He brought us from. We forgot what He gave to us. Amen. If we ain't real careful. I said, don't forget God. He said, don't forget to remember God in everything. I remember. Brother Bill, I remember where He brought me from.
Amen.
I remember how He saved my soul, praise God, from hell. I remember a time, praise God, He's lifted me up, praise God, above my anguish. Amen. My hardships, my trials that I've had. You say, you had those? Sure we have. Every one of us have had trials and hardship, bitterness of heart. But God has brought us out, praise God, so we stand in the hedge. Amen. You say, preacher, why would we do it? We stand in the hedge, praise God, for the land in which we live. Amen. Hey, praise God, these United States of America, praise God, I believe we ought to stand for them. Amen, place that God give us. People have died for. Amen, we ought to be able to stand for. Hey, praise God, we ought to be able to. And God said that He stands, that we need the hedge, praise God, because God says we need it. He said we need that hedge for the land that we need. We need the hedge because of America, the country, that nation that we live in, praise God. If it don't have God, if we don't have God, we don't have nothing.
Amen.
Man, we're without. We're without hope, praise God. We're without anything. And all that we bring into this world is just a bunch of ungodliness. Can you see it? You have ungodly children. ungodly families, ungodly children's children, and that cycle just keeps repeating itself. We better get to God while we can, praise God. We need to get as close as we can to Him. Amen. In the day and hour, praise God, we're living. Amen. Why? Because God says we need this hedge. And said we need it for the land. Amen. But God says, hey, listen, said, I'm looking. That's personal. He said, I'm looking. Praise God. Look at verse 30. He said, and I sought for a man among them. God said, I'm looking for people. Amen. I won't say probably God's probably looking at you today. Amen. He said, would you like to get busy? Would you like to have a place? Amen. Praise God for the glory of God. He said, I sought for a man. Amen. But I found none. He's looking, but he's not finding no volunteers. The Lord said, who'll go? Isaiah said, Lord, choose that. Pick me. I'll go. Amen. Wasn't always a pleasant journey, but praise God, he went anyway. He got to a place where he said, Lord, how long? He said, till the world was out, when the earth was out, habitation, till there ain't nobody else. Amen. Isaiah said, well, I'm just going to take my place. If nobody fills in the places beside me, praise God, I'm just going to stay in my place. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to stay with the Lord. I'm going to keep humble before Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, I sought for a man, but I found none. Now, no man within himself can make up that hedge. Amen. It takes more than one bush to make a hedge. In other words, one bush don't make a hedge. Amen. So we need others, praise God, to come alongside us to make up that hedge, that intercessor, that place safety, that breach, amen, that won't, that'll be closed up, amen, for God's glory. But he said no man alone could fill that gap. None of us could. Jeremiah was in the land, praise God, and Jeremiah couldn't fill the gap. The Lord was looking for a man in Jeremiah's time, and he couldn't find none. In Jeremiah chapter 5, he said this. He said, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces hard and harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. He said, I look for those that's supposed to know. We're living in a world today that we know those that's supposed to know. Lord said, I'm seeking for a man they're supposed to know. But no man is standing up, praise God, to the task of just being a child of God. You say, preacher, it's so difficult. Let me tell you, it's difficult because we haven't stepped up and say, you know what, I'm just going to be that hedge. I'm going to be a part of that hedge. And I need my brothers and sisters, praise God, to come alongside me and link arm in arm with each other and press on, praise God, stand our ground in the day that we live. And God Almighty, His power will come down upon us and He'll bless us. Amen. They listen. Jeremiah said Jeremiah was in the land, but Jeremiah by himself, he couldn't make up the hedge. The Lord said, I'm a looking. I'm a looking for a man. I'm looking for somebody who will stand. He said, if I could find somebody to stand, then I could bless. In other words, he said, I can make you strong. I can make you prosperous. But he said, I can't find nobody. Amen. Praise God. A hedge of protection. We need it. God's a looking. He's trying to find it. But no man alone can fill the gap. Amen. No one person can make up that hedge. It takes all of us working together for God's glory. Amen. God looks to see if there's any that's righteous enough, amen, to fill that gap. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. You know, one day we're going to have to stand to give an account for what we done after we were saved.
Amen.
Whether we made up the hedge, praise God, or we just be bopped along in our own accord. We're going to have to decide. We're going to have to stand at judgment. The great white throne at the seat of Georgia, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not about salvation, but it's about the deeds that we done. The way that we lived our lives, praise God, after we professed our salvation in the Lord. God's own arm is reaching down. He's trying. God's seeing. He's looking. He's trying to find somebody. I'll ask you a question. Are you that somebody? Are you that somebody that's willing to be used of the Lord? Amen. God looked down. He looked down and all through the Old Testament. He looked down all through the New, first of the New Testament. He was looking for somebody. He couldn't find nobody. God needed a man, but not just any man. Amen. He needed the man Christ Jesus. What we need today, we need the man Christ Jesus. He makes the difference. He becomes that part that we can gather with, amen, and stand in the gap. Amen. He stood the gap. He stood in the gap. He met the storms of God's wrath. Amen. Praise God for you and me. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, He did that for us. Praise God. He made up that gap. He filled in that hedge. He was that hedge. And all He's asking today, young, is praise God, that hedge of protection. He said, praise God. He said, would you just step up here with me? He said, would you just be a part of my hedge, my protection? Amen. The ability I have to protect our hearts, our homes, our lives, our churches, and our country. Man, we need it again, youngins. We need a hedge. We need a place, praise God, of protection. God says, I look for a man. God's still looking. God's still looking this morning, Brother Rob. He's looking for a people. He's looking for you, amen, to make up that hedge, to fill in the space, to make up that gap. There's gaps in our hedge today. There's gaps in our homes. There's gaps in our lives. There's gaps in our churches. And God said, would you fill in that gap? Will you make up that hedge? He's asked that. He's wanting us to today. And He says, if you will, He says, I'll stand there with you. Amen. Praise God. He said, with Him, said we're more. Paul said, we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we step up to our place and start forming that hedge of protection. You see, what happens is like that wagon train, the enemy. Amen. They'll try to force their way in, but we have a repelling force. Amen. Praise God. That'll stand against them. Every now and then they'll get through. But praise God, most of the time the people will prevail because we've got the one that's with us, that said He'd stand with us and He'd be close to us. That none of these things, praise God, will overcome us because of the power that He has and the might that God has within Himself. Praise God, the power of a holy and a righteous God that's able to overcome the obstacles that we face. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. He said He's in line with us. God's a helping us. God's protecting us. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is our fellowship. He's our intercessor. He's a mediator of one, but He's all that we need. Praise His holy name. Amen.